What about land that has trees growing in it and you can't, it's overgrown and it's sort of wet?
You could go. That's a swamp.
What if it's near salt water? What if it's a swampy land near salt water? Would you have a special name for it then?
No, only a swamp.
Did you ever hear of a marsh? Or
a marsh. What? Marsh and a swamp back to the same thing.
Is there any difference? Is there any difference?
Well, no, not much. Not enough to even think about.
If you wanted to get some water off the swamp, you'd say you wanted to
dig canals to it.
To
drain the water.
If you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a little
gully.
What if, how big is a gully?
Well, you know, if there's a little trickling stream to maybe that wide and that deep.
Maybe about 3 feet wide?
Yeah.
3 feet deep?
Like that.
What about a really big area? Just huge area?
Well, now after a stream gets a certain size, it's government water.
It's what?
Government water. It belongs to the government. Like some of the lakes around here that are big enough to be considered government water, and the people trying to fence them up to keep the people out of fishing and such as that. One man done fenced up one lake up here about 6 miles and put a gate on the highway. Of course, the highway just run into this. The lake, the public highway, just run into the edge of the lake and stop. On a mile and a half across that lake before it hit high dry land again. And he fenced it up, put a gate across it, and locked it. The Freshwater Game Fishing Commission heard about it and they come down and examined it. They told him, to you unlock that gate and leave it unlocked. So now, not tomorrow, I mean now. And so he had to go and unlock the gate and let people go in there. But another, this container company had bought it. And they think now if they can go in there and lock them gates, keep people from hunting and fishing in there. There's a deer in there and everything. Once in a while, a panther comes through.
Did you ever hear about a ravine or a hollow or a wash? Ravine?
Yes. I've seen a plenty of them.
You've seen a
ravine.
What's it look like?
Well, it's just a deep valley. Inside of the mountain.
Oh, you saw those up in the mountains, huh?
Yeah.
a place you have along the edge of the road to carry the water off.
Ditch.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, not a valley, I mean still up between the mountains, you call that a
tunnel? A tunnel.
And you know on television, gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little
notch of the gun. I reckon you'll be getting the most from night to night.
Thank you. What different streams do you have in this area?
Streams. Well, we have what we call a little creek. And got up to a big river.
And what?
To a big river. Now, last Friday I went to what they call Rodman Dam over here. And that's where that Florida Barge Canal is going across. And we were fishing and did catch none. And the other people around there, of course, there wasn't many fish caught, but they were catching, but we wouldn't. We didn't know how to fish for them. They've changed the course of the river and all such as stuff as that. Run it straight around everything. And it's the only river, I think, in Florida that runs north.